iHeart Community is very happy to have back on the line with us. Of course, people and pets, you know I gotta hit 2022 with lots of great pet interviews. Welcome the CEO of Phi Dog Collars, Jonathan Ben-Simone. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Ronnie, for having me. How are you?
Well, we're great, and a huge congratulations are going to you, your team, as Time awarded you with one of the best inventions of 2021 for your life-saving capabilities. That is incredible.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's very exciting, and it's always great to get some industry recognition, you know?
Let's remind our audience about the product, about the Phi collars, about initially why they were created. I know there's a personal connection with that for you, but I mean, since the creation of these Phi collars, they have taken off and have so many different capacities about them. So just to give us a little bit of a refresher, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, of course. It's pretty personal. I built the Phi collar for my dog, Thor. I wanted to build something to be able to track him everywhere. And I always felt like I needed to give him more freedom. You know, you want your dog to like run in the wild and enjoy his time. And at the same time, you want to feel like risk-free when you do that. And you want to make sure that if the dog bolts somewhere, you're able to recover him pretty easily. So we started that in 2017, so a few years ago. Build the first prototype, got into market in 2019, and so the primary feature of the collar is tracking your dog, whether he's with you or whether the dog is running on its own. It's using GPS and cellular technology for that. And then progressively, we added more and more analysis type of features. So now it's able to control the number of steps that your dog is doing. It's able to suggest you the number of steps that your dog should be doing per day according to his breed and age and other dogs connected to the Phi network. It's tracking your dog's sleep and sleep kind of patterns. So if anything changes there, it kind of like raises the flag for you and allows you to bring your dog to the vet if something substantial change in his sleeping pattern. It's a whole social network, so you can interact with other dog owners, post pictures of your dog. And we also have a bunch of content that are specific to dog owners that we're just distributing to our app that is available on iOS and Android.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely incredible what this collar, which actually is fashionable, comes in different colors and such, but it really is life-saving, and you've been recognized for that. And there's even been some viral videos and TikTok and things like that. I mean, this has really become its own community. Could you have ever imagined that this one collar, inspired by gorgeous, magnificent Thor, for your own reasons, could actually become an animal community?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like these ideas always outgrow your wildest expectations. At first, it was kind of just a technology project. And then progressively, we just realized that there were, you know, millions of dog owners out there who just wanted the same thing for their dogs. And now it's pretty clear that it's growing into being something much bigger than what we envisioned in the first place.
Right. It's a whole Phi community. And I should know, and as we've mentioned before, that, you know, give or take a few here, we can comfortably say that over 10 million pets go missing in the U.S. every year. And they are more than just pets, I would dare say. They are our family members. And maybe here in Connecticut, you know, we go a little overboard, but I'm not embarrassed. I call him my dog son. I'm a dog mom. I don't mind saying that. But I mean, when you lose your pet, It is heartbreaking, and obviously you have so many other components to what the Phi collar is and can do, but this is really one of its major platforms, is being able to safely find your pets and return them home quickly, right? So talk a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so I don't think you're overboard at all. I think most of us, and actually, like, you know, there are surveys and studies showing that more and more people just definitely shifted their pet into their family structure much more than they, you know, like they considered property a few years ago. And the legal system has actually started adjusting to this, you know, treating dogs and pets in general as family members. I think, obviously, it's incredibly scary, right? Because it's it's like a kid, but your kid cannot outrun you usually. if Thor starts running, I'm far behind.
Yes, I can understand that. Yes.
And you know, it actually happened this summer. Like we were in Long Island, and we were walking in the morning, typical down the road, and he just saw a bunch of deers who just obviously saw him, stared at him, and started running away. And before I could do anything, he was running after the deers, you know. And I screamed, I called him back, I did everything. He wouldn't stop, of course. That was way too much fun. And, you know, in a minute, I didn't know where he was. That was it. He was gone.
Oh, my goodness.
So luckily, I had my phone on me, pulled my app. His collar functioned perfectly, so I was able to see that he wasn't too far. And eventually, I walked toward him, and he came back in my direction. But, God, these few minutes were the scariest of my life, for sure.
How exactly, Jonathan, if you don't mind, and I don't want to get too technical, but I mean, it's a tracking mm-hmm. device, right? And I don't want to like belittle what your invention is, but to make it really understandable, it is a tracking device. It is built into the collar, and it's an app, and you can have it on your phone so you can easily trace it. But I mean, is it, that's really the premise of what it is, and you can sort of pinpoint where your missing beloved pet is, right?
Yeah, basically, like it's an app that you can pull on your phone, and when you open the map, you can basically see where your dog is at any point of time. It also tracks, like, if you take a walk with your dog, it'll track the beginning, the end of the walk, show you exactly the path that you took with your dog. It's pretty accurate and granular at this point. But the core technology, yes, is that we're using a combination of multiple technologies to be able to always know where your dog is. So sometimes we use Bluetooth, sometimes we use Wi-Fi, sometimes we use GPS and cellular. It really depends. And mm-hmm. The complexity there is you need to detect what radio signal is available in different environments, and you need to make sure that you don't destroy the battery of the device, because obviously you want something that is small enough that you can leave around the neck of a dog in a comfortable way. At the same time, this is very little battery, right? And right. you don't want to recharge that every day. So we have been able to find kind of a balance between all of these different processes that make the collar last, you know, multiple weeks on the dog on a single charge, which is comfortable for an owner, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, before we go any further, I want people to visit trifi.com. We'll have all the information up at mycommunityaccess.com, too. But you can go to trifi.com. It is very reasonably priced, especially when you think of what it could mean for your life and for your family and peace of mind. Sometimes we always say that is priceless. But now that, you know, Thor, who serves as the chief dog officer of Fi, has become sort of, you know, he's kind of famous now, and he's very handsome and good looking. Has he made you any unusual requests now? Has the fame gone to Thor's head yet? Is he, you know, does he realize that he's the chief dog officer?
Oh, Thor had, it was very clear from him from the beginning that he was the boss in the house. I don't even think he needed the color or the business to know that.
Hilarious.
He could dictate pretty much whatever he wanted.
I absolutely love it. And I do want to get back to the Time Award because, you know, when you hear Time and Time Magazine, it is iconic to have your name connected with that and to be recognized for your work and your invention. I mean, I can only imagine that you and your team just, it must have been a very special moment for all of you when you found that out.
Yeah, sure. Listen, like we all get rewards every day. I always say it's great because at the scale of the business now, every day we receive these incredible testimonials from our users who are like, oh my God, you just saved my dog. I just received that. My dog bolted out and like, you know, got caught into like a lake or something like that. And it's kind of incredible. You know, it's rewarding every day. But it's always nice. I feel like especially for the team, you know, like all the engineers, all the CX agents that take care of all the requests that are incoming, our marketing team, like all of the people who work really hard on making the machine function for everyone, and to get this kind of like exposure to some publications at the level of the Times is really nice because, you know, it allows them to like show that to their family and get some validation that what they are doing is impactful and important. you know.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of great stories that we're going to have links up to. We obviously don't have time to go into every single one of them, but we do know that there is story after story, as you have pointed out, of recovery, of thanks, of emotional reunions, of course. And of course, then there's the fun videos where the viral video that's got over 3 million views about telling me you have a golden retriever without telling me you have a golden retriever that went viral. Fi is a part of that. So you are really just creating this great community. I know our friends that use CT Dog on Recovery here in Connecticut. It is a group of people that, you know, specialize in finding missing dogs. They love your product, Jonathan. I mean, please tell your team and I'll connect you with them, because they promote you guys all the time. It is such an asset to reuniting families. So on behalf of all the animal advocates here in Connecticut, we are so glad to have met you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a part of iHeart Communities. TryFi.com, TryFi.com. Their president, CEO, founder, Jonathan Ben-Simon, and of course, the chief dog officer is Thor. All of those pictures, you can see how handsome Thor is online, too. Sorry not to take anything away from you, Jonathan, but you know, it is at the end of the day, it is Thor, right?
It's always Thor. I am totally fine with that.